Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, June 15th. Currently with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.84, and the dew point is 52 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Over three of the last 4 years, Pittsburgh State University has avoided tuition increases, but not this year. Julio Flores has more.
The Kansas Board of Regents on June 14th approved PSU's increasing undergraduate tuition for the upcoming academic year by 5%, or $146 per semester. Fees will also increase by $45 per semester, bringing the total increase for undergraduates to $191 per semester. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
Hutchinson doctor Dustin Harker died recently in a rafting accident in Colorado. Harker was a neurologist at Hutchinson Clinic and leaves behind a wife and 13 children. Harker was on a whitewater rafting trip with four of his children and friends from his church when the accident happened in the Sunshine Falls area. He initially made it to shore, but autopsy results show he passed away from two cerebral hematomas. Reports show while he was in the water, he saved one of his children before they got to shore. No one else was injured. This is Kansas Information Network News.
John Deere compact utility tractors are great for landscaping, maintaining your property, and other outdoor projects. And with the pallet fork attachment, those tasks are easier and more efficient. Right now at Prairie Land Partners, receive a free pallet fork with the purchase of a new 1 through 5 series compact utility tractor. Lift and move bags of feed, seed, hay, large rocks, and more with the ease of a John Deere compact utility tractor. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com.
Prairie Land Partners.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Day one of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report is provided by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. Wheat harvest in Kansas started off slow, with some farmers test cutting in south central Kansas as early as June 7th. The outlook of rain in the forecast really got combines rolling on June 13th, but storms moved through the area again on Tuesday evening and sent farmers out of the fields. Rainfall amounts range from 0.70 inches in Hutchinson to over 2 inches in Newton. Martin Kirshen, a Garden Plain area wheat farmer, reported that he received an inch of rain on Wednesday morning, but he has no complaints. He said he has harvested about 15,000 bushels so far, and yields are ranging from 30 to 45 bushels per acre on continuous wheat fields. Corey Meal of MKC's Castleton location reported that they took in their first load on June 9th. While it's very early in harvest, so far test weights are averaging 61 pounds and protein 11.5%, and moisture is still high, with Tuesday's wheat at 14 to 15% moisture. However, Meal expects the location will see fewer bushels this year, only 60 to 75% of last year. While a few fields in the area have been baled for straw, the lower bushels are primarily due to lower yields this year caused by the ongoing drought. He said he's seen fields in the area with some weed pressure coming in. For farmers who are seeing weed pressure, there are a few options available, so farmers should contact their local extension office or agronomist for herbicide choices. On Wednesday, June 14th, the Kansas Board of Regents approved tuition hikes for each of the state's six public universities: Kansas, Kansas State, Wichita State, Emporia State, Pittsburgh State, and Fort Hay State. The approved hikes are in the range from 5 to 7%, and previous tuition jumps in the past five fiscal years range from 1.1% at Kansas State for fiscal year 2019 to 3.8% at Fort Hay State in fiscal year 2021. Last month, the Kansas Board of Regents report showed 5% increases planned for KU, K-State, Emporia State, and Pittsburgh State. a 5.9% increase for Wichita State and a 7% increase for Fort Hays State. And that's what the board approved on Wednesday, with costs for students to attend the six universities and their affiliated campuses in the upcoming school year 2023-2024. The pre-COVID-19 tuition hikes for fiscal year 2019 range from 1.1% to 2.8%, and the state universities cited inflation as the main reason for the much steeper hikes for the next fiscal year 2024. The 5.9% hike at Wichita State would mean a full-time student would see a nearly $200 increase in tuition per semester. And last month, the university said it would generate $5.5 million in tuition revenue, which would be used to help cover costs of employee salaries, benefits, and student scholarships. One person was injured in an accident just before 9 p.m. on Wednesday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2002 Honda Accord driven by Howard J. Sanders, 85, of Colby, was traveling on Thomas County Road DD when the driver attempted to cross Kansas Highway 25 and struck a northbound 1995 Freightliner semi driven by Brian Laffer, 69, of Atwood, on the passenger side. EMS transported Sanders to Citizens Medical Center, and Laffer was not injured. Sanders was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Governor Kelly, with the support of the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks and Kansas Recreation and Parks Association, has proclaimed June as Great Outdoors Month in Kansas, a timely reminder of just how much the outdoors and our parks contribute to our quality of life as Kansans. Governor Kelly said outdoor recreation is a great way to improve physical and mental health, fitness, and environmental awareness. And she encourages everyone to get outdoors this month to appreciate our state's natural resources and enjoy memorable experiences with family and friends at a park nearest you. Apart from the physical, mental, and environmental benefits of engaging in outdoor recreation, the economic benefit can be felt as well. In fact, outdoor recreation has a significant economic impact in Kansas, generating an estimated $3.6 billion in consumer spending and supporting 37,107 direct jobs annually. Some outdoor events to celebrate include, on a national level, Great Outdoors Month, National Marina Days, May 29 to September 4th, the Great Outdoors Day of Service, June 16th, or the Great American Campout on June 24th. For more ideas on fun-filled ways to celebrate Great Outdoors Month in Kansas, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. In Nebraska news, 68-year-old David Sykes of Alma is charged in U.S. District Court with harboring or concealing a person from arrest. And the charge was alleged to have occurred between January 17, 2018, until at least January 14th of 2022. The indictment says David Sykes harbored Jeffrey S. Sykes, who had a warrant for his arrest, and federal court records are not clear on what the relationship of the two is. Jeffrey S. Sykes was initially charged with 17 counts of wire fraud and 2 counts of mail fraud. However, as part of a plea agreement, he pled guilty to just 1 count of wire fraud, and the other counts were dismissed as part of the plea agreement. However, court documents claim that he failed to show up for his sentencing on January 5th of 2018, leading to a warrant being issued for his arrest. Court records show that between April 1st, 2013 and July 1st, 2014, Jeffrey S. Sykes devised a scheme in which a partnership would provide $750,000 for property improvement that would meet Sykes' supposed needs for laboratory space. Prosecutor Stephen Russell said that as part of the scheme, a company controlled by Jeffrey S. Sykes was made general contractor for the work. Russell said Jeffrey S. Sykes then provided false invoices for which his contracting company was paid by the partnership. 20-year-old Anthony Copley of Hastings has been charged in Adams County Court with 2 counts of terroristic threats and use of a firearm to commit a felony. According to an arrest affidavit, at around 5:45 p.m. on Monday, a Hastings police detective responded to a report of a man pointing a gun at another man in the 100 block of East 4th Street. And upon arrival, the detective said he saw Copley yelling at another male with no firearm. The detective said Copley told him that he had a rifle lying against a vehicle in the driveway. A Hastings Police Department captain later located an ATI-GTG-1622LR semi-automatic rifle at the scene, and the affidavit said a round was in the chamber of the rifle, but jammed and on fire. The detective said in the affidavit that he contacted two of Copley's neighbors who stated they were frustrated with Copley because he had been driving his green Camaro fast up and down their street. And when one of the neighbors confronted Copley about this, he threatened to get a gun and said he would end the man's life. The detective said the man told them that Copley then got the rifle, pointed it at him, and threatened him and his wife. Copley was scheduled to appear in Adams County Court for arraignment at 11:30 a.m. on Wednesday. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
CanCare may be reaching out to you soon about your health coverage by text, phone, call, email, or mail. And following reports of fake texts and calls to Medicaid members in other states, CanCare reminds you that Kansas Medicaid will never charge you to enroll or re-enroll in CanCare. CanCare will never threaten you or your family or ask for credit or debit card information. Scammers might pretend to be from a real organization or a government agency, and they can use phone, text, or email to try to steal money or something of value from you. If anyone claiming to be with CanCare contacts you and threatens you or your family, asks for your credit or debit card information, warns you of legal action, demands or requests immediate payment, requires payment by gift card, prepaid gift card, internet currency, or by mailing cash, pressures you for personal information, requests secrecy, threatens to seize your bank account, or tries to gain your trust by providing fake documentation, false evidence, or the name of a real government official, that person may be trying to scam you. You need to hang up, don't answer the text or email, and call 1-800-792-4884. For more information, you can visit cancare.ks.gov. The Norton County Hospital will be hosting a community town hall on July 17th at 5:30 p.m., and it will be held at the East Campus. The goal of the Norton County Hospital is to answer the community's questions efficiently and effectively, and in that regard, they ask the public to please submit their questions to the Board of Trustees or CEO in writing, and then drop them off at the business office or email them to Mackenzie Blecha, the marketing coordinator at mblecha@ntcohosp.com before June 30th. The Norton County Hospital anticipates some submissions may be similar, and to best utilize everyone's time, they will compile and group them to answer all questions appropriately. And the questions will then be distributed to the community prior to the town hall in order for everyone to know what will be addressed. However, it is important to note that questions submitted through social media will not be answered. The Norton County Hospital believes this format will allow them to thoroughly communicate with the public with the hope that each person feels heard. More information about the hospital can be found on their website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/Norton County HOSP. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Board meeting that was held on Tuesday, June 13th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Chairman John Griffiths. The members present included Andrew Black, Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and the Administrative Assistant, Amy Levine. The May meeting minutes were approved by the board, and through a Zoom call, political consultant John Pinger provided a summation of the upcoming confirmed committees and committee nominations for the state legislature. The director, Mr. Goslin, advised the board he had submitted requests for proposals from area engineering firms for the East Site development, and an application for an MIH grant was submitted to the state for Petra. It was announced by the director that Brian Sproul was nominated by the Almena City Council to represent the board position for Almena. And there was a discussion regarding business assistance being provided to one startup and one business in transition. The 2024 budget proposal was then put forth, and John Griffiths called the board into executive session. to discuss personnel service, and after the executive session concluded, a motion was made to approve the 2024 proposed budget. With no further business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 6:44 p.m. David S. Mora, 81, of Norton, passed away on April 24th with his wife by his side. The family has chosen cremation with a memorial service to be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, June 20th at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Emmanuel Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. And condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Funeral services for Mary Earhart, 88, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, June 17th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 1 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, June 16th, with the family greeting friends from 5 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Ambie Home of Norton and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there is a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 4 p.m., and some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 90 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, and our chance today of precipitation is 40%. For tonight, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and some of these storms could produce heavy rain. It should be mostly cloudy with a low around 58 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 8 a.m., and some of these storms could produce heavy rain. It should be mostly sunny Friday with a high near 86. And on Friday night, some showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 57. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it should be partly sunny with a high near 79. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 89. On Monday, sunny with a high near 95. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 95. And on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 91. Currently, with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.84, and your dew point is 52 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
Women are tired of bulky, leaky plastic pads made with harsh ingredients that itch and irritate their skin. Attention Grace has set out to design the cleanest, highest performing incontinence products, and the difference is night and day. Women everywhere are switching to Attention Grace, a revolutionary line of skin-safe incontinence liners, pads, and briefs that are tough on leaks, safe on skin, and gentler on the planet. Ready to upgrade your incontinence care? Attention Grace, now available at Walmart.com and 1,500 supercenters nationwide.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Make the most of your summer with a certificate from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. June 1st through the 30th, earn 5.2% APY on a 9-month certificate while you soak up the sun. Lock in this great rate today and start earning more from your savings. New deposits with a minimum of $5,000 are required to earn the stated APY. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals have extended their season-high losing streak to 9 games as they dropped their series finale to the Cincinnati Reds 7-4 on Wednesday night at Kauffman Stadium. Daniel Lynch got the start for the Royals and struggled on the evening. Lynch did go 7 innings for the club, but he allowed 7 runs on 7 hits en route to the loss. Nick Whitgren and Jose Quas came out of the bullpen to pitch 2 clean innings to finish the game, and they combined 4 or 5 strikeouts. Offensively, the Royals' offense outhit the Reds 15-7 on the night, but the Royals went 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position and left 14 runners on base. With the loss, the Royals are now 18-50 on the season, which is the worst start through 68 games in the entire franchise history. The Royals will now have an off day today before welcoming the Los Angeles Angels to town this weekend for a 3-game series to finish off their homestand. The Royals dropped 2-of-3 against the Angels when the clubs met in Los Angeles back in April. KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
This Father's Day, find the perfect gift for the dad who loves the perfect yard. From steel chainsaws and blowers to trimmers and edgers, you'll find gas-powered tools that dad is sure to love. Visit your local steel dealer and save $20 on the BG50 blower. Now just $129.99. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Was $149.99 MSRP. Offer valid for a limited time at participating dealers while supplies last.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, a few showers were ongoing across parts of eastern Colorado into western Kansas. Meanwhile, we'll expect additional development here by early this afternoon in southwestern Kansas, and some of these storms may be strong to severe with a few tornadoes, very large hail up to 4 inches in diameter, and some strong wind gusts 70 to 80 miles per hour. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a rare moderate risk over extreme southwestern Kansas. That would be near Meade, surrounded by an enhanced risk of severe weather, including Garden City and Liberal. Another round of storms, some severe, likely on Friday night and again on Saturday night. In northwestern Kansas, today's high will be in the low 80s. Sunny in north central Kansas with a high in the upper 80s. And warmer in northeastern Kansas with a high near 90. Severe weather this afternoon in southwestern Kansas with a high 85. Sunny upper 80s likely in south central Kansas. Thunderstorms moving in this evening. And in southeastern Kansas, sunny and dry through most of today with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, still have not seen anything as far as cash trade is concerned after the move lower in the cattle futures. Now we've got a pretty big discount as far as the futures to the cash market. Box beef trade continues to move higher as well. Hogs still trading higher as well. Going over to the grain side, weather concerns a big factor into a higher market today. Wheat futures 6 to 7 cents higher. Corn futures 8 higher on old crop, 11 higher on new crop. Soybeans 20 higher on the old crop, 22 higher on the new crop. Weather really doing a lot of the movement as far as this market is concerned. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try.